The Trump administration says it is scrapping its $1.8 billion anti-weaponization fund. The plan was designed to compensate people the administration says were harmed by what it alleged was the weaponization of government under former Democratic President Joe Biden. The proposal attracted legal challenges and resistance from Democrats, as well as some Republicans in Congress. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche now says the fund will not proceed.
Well, to the extent there was a fund, and remember the fund wasn't set up yet. There were no commissioners named. There was no no claimants brought anything in front of, there was no claims made yet. So yes, we're not moving forward with the fund.